نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
who has brought us back after the break. I think in the whole of Dhul-Hijjah,
we did not sit at all.
The last thing was in
Dhul-Hijjah
before the pilgrims began to travel for Hajj. So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has brought us back to be able to continue with our book
Ad-Durar al-Bahiyya fil Masail al-Fiqhiyya.
As we always repeat,
Ad-Durar al-Bahiyya fil Masail al-Fiqhiyya
is a very small book of fiqh in its volume,
and it is expected to be a summary of the book Nailul Awtaf by Imam Muhammad ibn Ali Ash-Shawkani. Nailul Awtaf, I have seen these four volumes of Nailul Awtaf.
So all that Prince Pokoi, very deep volumes. There is also 8 volumes of Nailul Awtaf. There is 16 volumes of Nailul Awtaf. The Tahqiq of Sheikh Sufi Al-Hallaq is also from Yemen.
Muhammad Sufi Al-Hallaq,
his own Tahqiq is very late. Sheikh Muhammad Sufi Al-Hallaq, because well over 12 volumes, around 13, Nailul Awtaf. The ulama respect Nailul Awtaf. Respect Imam Shawkani rahimahullah, because he was not an imam that was fixed upon a particular madhhab. He was an imam that took from every madhhab what conforms to the ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad. So today you see him explaining and affirming the positions of the Hanabila on a view. Tomorrow you see him expressing and affirming the position of the Shafi'i or the Jew, depending on where there are proofs, evidence. So ulama ascribed them to ijtihad. So he was looking at the text and speaking according to the text, not according to our madhab. So Ad-Durar al-Bahiyya fil Masail al-Fiqhiyya is a summary of his view on Masail. Summary of those positions. He puts them in this mukhtasar that we are in. And he tried to read Ad-Durar al-Bahiyya fil Masail al-Fiqhiyya. Now, the ulama, his students, who are also from amongst the ulama, request him to do a sharh. So he has a sharh of Ad-Durar al-Bahiyya that he calls Ad-Darrari al-Mubiyya. What did he do in Ad-Darrari al-Mubiyya? He wasn't explaining. As you would find in the books of Sharh, he would just say, what I said here, this is the evidence. What I said here, this is the evidence. What I said here, this is the hadith. What I said here, this is the hadith. So it's like the book of Adilla for Ad-Durar al-Mubiyya. It is called Ad-Darrari al-Mubiyya. This Ad-Darrari al-Mubiyya, one of the scholars came after him, Al-Imam Siddiq Hassan Khan Al-Qalij Al-Bukhari. He worked on Ad-Durar al-Bahiyya, because he worked on Ad-Darrari al-Bahiyya, and he was the one giving explanations. So the ahadith that Ash-Shawkani would mention in Ad-Darrari that are proofs for the positions in Ad-Durar, Siddiq Hassan Khan will give literally two tahqiq, ta'liq, and sharh on those ahadith and on those positions. After Al-Imam Siddiq Hassan Khan, Sheikh Ahmad Muhammad Shakir Khan, Siddiq Hassan Khan titled the book after his work on it, he titled it Ar-Rawdatul Najiyya. When Imam Ahmad Shakir Khan, rahimahullah, he picked Ar-Rawdatul Najiyya, he made a ta'liq on Ar-Rawdatul Najiyya. So he called it At-Ta'liq ala Ar-Rawdatul Najiyya. It occurred in two volumes. When Sheikh Al-Albani came, rahimahullah, he was asked to teach fiqh like this. He picked Ar-Rawdatul Najiyya and he made ta'liq on it. And it became At-Ta'liqatul Najiyya. Ala Ar-Rawdatul Najiyya. Sheikh Ad-Durrul Najiyya. You would ask, what do we want to gain from all of this? The importance of the book that we are reading. It is a book that the scholars have paid attention to. We hope that as Allah has blessed their knowledge, He will help us bless our knowledge too. That's why we are paying attention to what they have paid attention to. One person who did something like that was Al-Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah. If you read his own Muqaddimah on Al-Arba'un, he said, I'm compiling Arba'un because the ulama have compiled Arba'un. I hope that as Allah has blessed their knowledge, Allah will bless my knowledge. Many scholars say that. Hafiz ibn Hajar, in his Muqaddimah of Al-Muqaddimah, because Fathul al-Bari is Sheikh of Sahih al-Bukhari, it has a Muqaddimah. Ulama refer to it also as Hadith al-Bari, Sheikh Muqaddimah Fathul al-Bari, but the actual name of the book is Al-Muqaddimah. In the Muqaddimah of Al-Muqaddimah, Ibn Hajar said, I want to also do Sheikh of Sahih al-Bukhari, hoping that as Allah has blessed those who did it before, He will bless me too. The reason we are paying attention to Ad-Durrul Najiyya is that many of the scholars who are not fixed to one particular one, who are upon all madaris, whatever is said, any position that any man has had that conforms with clear-cut hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is our position. And if why not? That is the position of each of the imams of each of the madhabs. Al-Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he was well known to say in the Sahih al-Hadith, فَهُوَ مَذْهَبٌ. Anytime the hadith or an issue is sahih, take it as madhab. He would even abuse people that, why do you take a position that I have given you? When you find a hadith that contradicts, take that position that is based on that hadith. Likewise, after him, Al-Imam Malik ibn Anas. Because the oldest among those Al-A'immatul Arba, the oldest in age, and who was first to come among them was Abu Hanifa. He was born 150 years, he was born 70 years after Hijrah. He died 150 years after Hijrah. Umar ibn Thabit was born 70 years after Hijrah. That was why he met some of the companions. He saw Anas, radiallahu anhu. Abu Hanifa saw Anas, he was a little young boy at that. According to some of them, Allahu Alam, but he was the first to come among 70 after. And the year that he passed away was the year that Al-Imam Shafi'i was born. Muhammad ibn Shafi'i. At that time, between that time and the time that Ash-Shafi'i became elderly and knowledgeable, Al-Imam Malik was the Imam Ash-Shafi'i. That was why you find some of the students of Abu Hanifa, when Al-Imam Abu Hanifa passed away, they moved to Medina. To whom? Al-Imam Malik, Abu Abdullah, Malik ibn Anas. So among them was Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Hassan al-Shibani, one of the students of Abu Hanifa. He moved from Kufa, where they were with Abu Hanifa, to Medina. Anywhere with Al-Imam Malik Rahimahullah, Abu Abdullah, Imam Dar al-Hijra. He was the Imam at that time. They were taking from him. They changed some of their views when they came to Malik. When Al-Imam Shafi'i Rahimahullah was born 70 years after Hijra, he grew up at 17 or thereabouts. He met Malik Rahimahullah. And he learned Muwatta from Malik and other things from Malik. It was reported that he memorized Muwatta between some say Maghrib and Isha, some say Isha and Fajr. The student arrived to say, Sheikh, which book are we left? He said, this is the book. So, okay, he went away. By the time he came back, the entire book we had to study had come into his mind. Imam Shah, Muhammad ibn Idris, Abu Abdullah also, Rahimahullah, Al-Qurashi. Al-Muttalib, Imam Shah, he learned from Al-Imam Malik, Rahimahullah, and he met the students of Al-Imam Abu Hanifa with Al-Imam Malik. And when he became mature in his knowledge too, he compelled them, based on intellectual expression, refuting some of the positions they had had. Shafi, Rahimahullah, was a very brilliant one of his scholar of Islam. One of the scholars, I never knew in the history of Islam, a scholar more complete than Ash-Shafi in all the aspects of knowledge. Imam Shafi, Rahimahullah, he wrote the book Ar-Risala. There are a lot of things connected to his writing the book Ar-Risala. But Imam Shafi became mature, he learned, he became established as a scholar from Imam Malik. At that time, Imam Ahmad was already born. Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Hamad, Ash-Shibani. He was also born at the time. So when Shafi'i left, he came to Baghdad. That's why you have two risalas. The first risala was written while Shafi'i rahimahullah was in Baghdad. Imam Shafi'i was in Baghdad. He was coming with hadith and fiqh and al-lughah. Shafi'i and Al-Qur'an. He specialized in all these branches of knowledge. Al-Imam Ibn Hisham, who wrote Mughni al-Nabi. Al-Mughni al-Nabi is one of the books of science. One of the things that I think was in Mughni al-Nabi is Huruf al-Jar, Ma'ani Huruf al-Jar, the meanings of Huruf al-Jar, prepositions, so to speak. Mean, what does mean when it comes to sentences? Gives you all the meanings you can find. And he will give you his shahadat al-Qur'aniyya wal-Hadithiyya wa wa. Ibn Hisham, the vast scholar, the vast scholar of Al-Lughah wa Nahw. He has books of Nahw that the scholars are relying upon day by day. Then Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, Hujjatun fil Lughah. Ibn Hisham said, Shafi'i is Hujja in Lughah. So speak the Arabic just as you hear Shafi'i say, hey, like that, you must follow that. And when you ask, what's your view, Shafi'i says, suffice. So he came rahimahullah to Baghdad and came to meet Al-Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. And he used to ask Al-Imam Ahmad Rahimah, Akhbiruna, tell us, Anil Hadith Iza Sahatullah. Tell us about the Hadith. As long as it is authentic regarding the matter, don't tell us, let us know. So advice of Al-Imam Shafi'i was in fiqh, in lughah, in Quran, in all of this. He met Al-Imam Ahmad and he humbled himself to him regarding the matters of Hadith. Because Imam Ahmad was far more vast than him, rahimahullah, in the matter of hadith. So he will ask him sometimes, do you have an isnad that is sahih regarding this hadith? So he would see a connection between all these hadiths. They were together, they were upon the same thing. But not every one of them had every hadith at the same time. Not every imam had every hadith regarding every issue at the same time.
Imam Malik rahimahullah, this report Al Imam Abu Hatim al Razi mentions this in the Muqaddimah of Al-Jafu wa Tali. Once Al Imam Malik was explaining talking about wudu, and while he spoke about wudu, he did not mention Takhlil al Asad, that is, putting one finger in between the fingers of the feet. When we make wudu, Tabashal wa Lalawa, Orayanyo, Arawayanya, Ara Orayanya, Yuala, and we make Kamu Ika and Katitere, Kensori, Kakimbo, Arini, Kaa Ese Koka, Kaisi Uzi Be Asifonu. We ensure that water gets in between the fingers of the feet and wash it. It's from the white part of Salah, of Uzi. Imam Malik rahimahullah ibn Anas, the Imam Dari Hijra, was explaining, he did not mention Tafzeel al-Asad. After the class, one of the students went to him, Imam, there is the Sunnah of Tafzeel al-Asad. The Hadith among Muslims. The Imam asked him, Ahmad, that is to say, Adar Ta'alu Tibawa, who reported the Hadith to you? And the person mentioned the isnad of the hadith, that is the chain of reports of the hadith, up to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he mentioned the fact that it was obligatory for the prayer to put in between his fingers, the fingers of his feet, a finger to wash it off. So the following day when the man came and was teaching the people with him, he was talking about Takhlil al-Asad. So it meant that at the time that he did not talk about it, he did not know it. And at the time that he was talking about it, he now knows it. He didn't say, I am Malik, I'm Imam of Mazhab, I cannot take something from the Prophet Muhammad. Nobody amongst the Imam will say it. Nobody. So if one Imam of a Mazhab would not reject a matter that was established from the Prophet Muhammad, the Imam who has the madhab will not reject a hadith. Why should a student in that madhab reject a hadith? Because it contradicts the madhab of his Imam, who himself would not reject a madhab from the Prophet Muhammad. So the madhab of the A'immat al-Arba, the four Imams, they are more than four, but less of them. The madhab of the, and we can connect all the 13 most popular. We only try to connect the four. We can connect all the 13 most popular imams. All of which, their aim, their goal was to follow the Prophet Muhammad in everything. But the problem was, they did not have everything at the same time. So when they spoke about an issue, they would speak about it regarding the proofs that was available to them at that time. Not just the Imam, even the companions of the Prophet Muhammad. They spoke regarding the position of the and the key position for the matter of faith, depending on what the text that was available to them. Sometimes they want to do something, they will ask him, who has a proof, who have heard something from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding this issue. That is the reason why it is wrong for us when they say the Prophet said something, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to now say no, Abu Bakr said this. It's wrong. The companions used to reject it. Al Imam Ibn Abdul Marri Al Namri in Jami' Bayan Al Ilm wa Fadl, which is Isnad, he mentioned an affair from Abdullah Ibn Umar regarding the issues of Hajj. It says, Yushiku an yunazil alaykum hijaratan min as-sama. Wafa kullu man ila as-sama. Yusuf the rain stones from the heavens. Aqulu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm saying the Prophet said something. What the Quluna called Abu Bakr wa Umar. And what the Abu Bakr wa Umar said. If I can't let you buy in that summer. Ibn Umar said, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu is also reported to have made a similar statement radiallahu anhu. There's a reason why no one made that statement though, and it has to do with an issue on Hajj. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Omar, they made Hajj al-Qiran, the Hajj that the individual will carry from. But the companions were saying, like Ubadah ibn Muhtar, like Abdullah ibn Umar, like Abdullah ibn Abbas, and others that you share. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that what we should do is tamattu, where we will not come with our arms, we make umrah, we go out of Ihram, and then on the 8th day of Dhul-Hijjah, we come back to Ihram, the way we do at Islam. This is what the Prophet said we should do, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he himself made Qiran. On that occasion, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Hajj al-Qiran, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq made Hajj al-Qiran, Ali ibn Abi Talib made Hajj al-Qiran, and who? There were five of them on that Hajj who made Hajj al-Qiran. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. Now, and Tosha,
he also made
Hajj al-Kiram to the Prophet Muhammad
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when the Prophet passed away,
he continued
in Abu Bakr al-Kiram, Omar al-Kiram. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was saying on that Hajj that with the person in Amri Mahdallah, what had gone past, so that he made it better than he left to keep it like that, so that we can. If I was not holding around, I would have also gone out of the ground as you have gone out of it.
Must to Hadia.
If I want Miranda, if I had known now what I knew, if I had known
at that time what I know now,
I would not have carried along the ground. So he ordered the companions, all of them who were not holding around from the court to go out of the ground after they made tawaf and sigh and the cut them. Rather than cut your head and go out of the house.
They did not know Hajj to be performed like that before.
So the Prophet made it to the extent that at the point in time was angry. I say go out of the Ihram. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even me, if I was not holding Ihram, I would have gone out of the Ihram. I would have done the same thing that you are. So in Abbas, in Omar, they were insisting that Hajj Tamatu, like Nabi Nikamashi, the messenger told us to make Hajj Tamatu. So the people started telling him, even Abu Bakr was making Qiran. Even your father, Omar, was making Hajj Tamatu. Ah, you should go and you must deal alaykum. Hijarat al-Minasa. Akulu kala Rasulullah. Mais on soit plus à Nabi Sanka, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وتقولون قال أبو بكر أبو بكر رضي الله عنه أفضل الأمة بعد نبيها the best of this أمة after the prophet of that أمة صلى الله عليه وسلم after all the أنبياء الرسل the best woman was أبو بكر and is أبو بكر
رضي الله عنه تبا even at that the companion Ibn Umar Ibn Abbas
and the rest of them were saying that if we say prophecy, everyone must have back in the winner.
Okay.
If we now say prophecy, so this was the way of even those imams themselves. Imam Shafi'i was reported, Rahimahullah. This author, I think Al-Imam al-Bayhaqi reported it in his book, Manaqib al-Shafi'i. The book he mentioned, issues, virtues regarding Imam Shafi'i. That once Al-Imam Shafi'i, Rahimahullah, was discussing an issue with some of the people. So they arrived at an issue. When they arrived, somebody came and said, there's a hadith on this issue. But there's a hadith of Imam. And there is when the Muslim mashallah took the position based on that hadith that was given to them newly. Somebody said, Ta'aful wa ta'aful bil hadith. Are you going to accept and base your view upon that hadith? Was asking Shafi'i. The Imam said, Ara'ayta li kharajtu min al kanisa. Did you see me coming out of a church? The person who would come out of a church was the one who would be told that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something, and he can say what he likes. But the person who will come out of the marriage, if he was ever told that the Prophet said something, what will he say? So this was how the matter was misleading. The companion did not need to say something and take a position when they become aware that the Prophet said something, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, different from what they are saying. You'll keep quiet. And there are many cases. These are Imamatul Allah, Imamatul Arba'atu, before Imam. They did not deliberately take positions different from the positions that were clear cut mentioned in books of Hadith. They took those positions based on what was available to them. If they knew other positions based on other Hadith, they would take it. The reason we are saying this is that all those a'imma, they were a'imma of sunnah. So we too should be talibul ilmi ala sunnah. We should not be restricted to one madhab, because no one madhab has every position that is correct. Not one madhab is correct in every condition. They will be correct in some, they will be wrong in some. Correct. What will make us know that they were wrong in some? Ahadith proofs that will be there regarding those madhab that they will be wrong in. So that is why when we learn fiqh, we better learn the fiqh in the manner that is based on dalil. Ulama refers to that fiqh dalil. Fiqh based on Allah, we are not doing, not fiqh based on madhab wani. Fiqh based on Amali, Shafi, Hanbali. No. Fiqh based on hadith. Prophet said, Messenger. Professor, let me give us one little example and proceed. During this last Hajj, we were discussing Salah. I was asked to discuss Salah. And I like discussing Salah in every gathering of us. Because you find out that the average Muslim does not learn how to pray. The average Muslim does not learn how to pray. So each time I have an opportunity to address a large group of Muslims, I like to talk about Salah. Because after Shahadatan, the most important thing is what? Salah. I was discussing Salah. I spoke about Ruku and all of them. After it, one of our brothers, Leonard Inshallah, because I said that if the backbone is not straight, for an individual who can make it straight, in Salah, the person does not have Salah. So he came and told me, he said, Mahabul Jumbur. He said, the Mahab of Jumbur is that the hand should just touch the knee. If the person is making Ruku and the hand just touches the knee, you know how it will be? You will not be slant-legged. So I asked him the same question, what is the dalil for that position of the Jumbur? What is the dalil of Mazhab al-Jumhur? Because Jumhur do not just take a position. They have a proof. He said, I think he couldn't remember. He said, that's Mazhab al-Jumhur. So I held his hand, my friend. He called Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La tujizi'u salatu rajul. La yukimu zaharahu fi rukuh. La tujizi'u salatu. The salah of an individual, la tujizi, it does not suffice. Suppose no small. Why? La yukimu zaharahu fi rukuh. Because that individual, la yukimu, he did not straighten his back. Zahar, backbone. It's not straight fi rukuh. La tujizi'u salatu. In another hadith, La yakbalu Allahu salat al-abdi. Allah will not accept the prayer of a servant. La yukimu sulbahu fi ruku. Who will not stretch treating a soul in Israel, Europe, while I said, did you hear that? He said, you came home, only more two you came home. Now two you came home, two years alive, now you came home. Number two, King Kawak, saw him, helped you. He remained silent. But I think he will change now. So you come and learn some position of have the lead from the Sunnah. All from the Quran. That is when it becomes something that we must worship and love. But don't you know, Malik, Malik, even Al Imam Malik, that was why we went to tell us how they live their lives. They live their lives and what they live upon. The ahadith from the Prophet Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Adurarul Bahiyyah is a book that is based on something like that. The Imam will take his position based on what? Authentic ahadith. One lady, are you the one saying that? I didn't say that. Who said that? A Imam said that before me. Among those who said that, rahimahumullah, was Al-Imam Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani. Among those who said that was Imam Sheikh Ahmad Muhammad Shakir. These are big scholars in our times that nobody will deny. Except the person who does not know them. So he will ask Sahin Jebel. So it means he's not qualified to answer that question or discuss the matter. May Allah forgive us. So our book, Adurarul Bahiyya fil Masail al Fiqhiyya, is based on Adillah. But, Ikhwan, as with everything that is human, it does not mean that you not find one too. Nobody has 50 half of everything. So you also find some other issues that you can discuss. Say, no, it's not like that, like this. That is also according to what we have also seen. Somebody else will go to us. I know there's an adjustment here. Because Allah rejects that anything is complete except His book, Al Quran. So you still find Abu Zengel, error. Allah forgive us all and pardon all our errors. But we make effort as much as possible to arrive at what is correct. So that is why we base our reading a book of fiqh on Adurarul Bahiyya of Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Shawkani rahimahullah. Now this book we started from Kitab al-Taharatu. We are coming gradually. Here now we are on Bab Salatul Tatawwu', the chapter regarding the supererogatory prayer, Tatawwu'at. We explained a few things regarding them. And then we discussed the salawat, the nawafil that are what? Rawati. And that after that we also discussed in our last class, we talked about Salatul Duha. I'm sure many of us will be observing Salat al-Duha. We'll be paying our Sadaqah of 360 bones. Have we been paying the Sadaqah or we have not been paying? We must be paying the Sadaqah. We just two rakas. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The two rakas. وَيَكْفِيكَ عَنْ كُلِّ ذَلِكَ رَكَعْتَانْ تَرْكَعُهُمَا فِي الدُّحَى. Two things will suffice you of all those who are God. Three. Two things. Just one. Two things. Two rakats. Two rakats. When do you observe it? In Duha. At the time of Salatul Duha. So we should make Salatul Duha. After Salatul Duha, Imam Shawkani said, was Salatul Layl. We are back in Adurarul Bahiyya. What I'm holding is just a part of it. Is deep. But instead of holding all the big ones, I'm holding them gradually. I have dropped some of the ones we have read. He said, Rahimahullah, wa salatul layl, wa aktharuha thalatha ashrata raka'atan, yutiru fi akhiriha bi raka'atin. The Imam al-Shawkani, Rahimahullah, he said, wa salatul layl, is counting tatawu'at. The supererogatory prayer in Nafila. He mentioned the Nawafil, the rakat before Dhuhr, the rakat after Dhuhr. We explained the Akhur. Those before Akhur, those after Akhur, those after Maghrib, those after Salatul Isha. This was how we reckoned. And after those ones, we mentioned Salatul Fajr, rakat al Fajr. And after that, we came to Salatul Duha. And then he says, was Salatul Layl. One of those Salatul Tatawu is what? Salatul Layl. Salatul Layl. Salatul Layl. You can call it the night prayer. But so that you don't mix the night prayer with Isha, you call it late night prayer. Late night. The late night prayer. Salatul Layl. Salatul Layl. And it has many names. From the names of Salatul Layl is what? Qiyamul Layl. The Salah that we stand up to observe in the night. Or the standing of the night. The standing of the night. The standing we make during the night. Qiyamul Layl. Or the Salah that we perform such that we do what? We stand up to perform it in the midnight. Likewise, at Tahajjud. Another name for it. Allah mentioned that in the Quran. In that portion, he talked about the five daily salah, and then he mentioned Qiyamul Layl, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He says, ask him in salah that he look his shams ila waqati layl. Ask him in salah. Observe, establish your salah. Leave Islam, love the waqt. لِلُّوْكِ الشَّمْ When there is زَوَارِ الشَّمْ دَلْكِ الشَّمْ This is black, this is talking about when the sun leaves the horizon. That is مَا بَعْدَ الزَّوَارِ So observe your salah at that time. إِلَىٰ غَفَكِ اللَّيْهِ Up to when the stars begin to disappear in the sky. Ulama said four salawat as we mentioned there. The first one is what? Salatul Dhuhr and Asr. And the second one is what? Maghrib and Isha. And then it says, Wa Quran al Fajr. Here, Allah refers to Salah as Quran. Why? Because one of the most important things we do in Salah is what? We read the Quran. That is Surah Al Fatiha and any other thing we do. So Allah mentioned something, the Ismi Juz'i. He mentioned Salah by using the name of something that is what? Part of it. He did that in Al-Baqarah. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ So he referred to Salah as Iman. In this case, he referred to Salah with one of the things that is inside it. La yudhi'u imana. Wa ma kana Allahu liyudhi'a imana. Iman, one of the things or the most important things in iman is what? Salah. So Allah mentioned salah indirectly after referring to what? Mentioned iman referring to what? Salah. There he mentioned Quran referring to what? Salah. It is that in two in Muzambi. فَقْرَهُ مَنْ تَيَسَّرَ بِالْقُرْيَانِ He prayed the one that is easy for you. فَقْرَهُ مَنْ تَيَسَّرَ بِالْقُرْآنِ When you make Qiyamul Layl, read, and then they pray. In the two, he was using Qira'ah, Qira'ah, Qira'ah. So Allah says, وَقُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ And Salatu al-Fajr. The other one, the Luq Shams and Ghafati Layl. He mentioned Zuhur to Isha. Wa Qur'an al-Fajr is what? Salat al-Fajr. It is the inna Qur'an al-Fajr kana mashhoola. Because Salat al-Fajr is witnessed by the angels. What did he say after that? Wa min al-layl tulaqu wa dalew. Then when the night comes, fatahajjal bihi nafilatan laka. So perform tahajjud. Stand up and make yawm. So that is Salatul Layl that Allah refers as what? Tahajjud. So Tahajjud
It's the same thing as what Qiyam is. It's the same thing as what Salatul Layl. Now in Ramadan, Salatul Layl, Qiyamul Layl, and Tahajjud, they are all part of what Qiyamu Ramadan. Because of Ramadan. The same Qiyamul Layl, the same Salatul Layl, the same Tahajjud, in Ramadan we refer to it as what Qiyamu Ramadan. That's why he said, alayhi salatu wa salam, man qama Ramadan. Whoever makes Qiyam Ramadan. Imanan wa kitaba. The hadith of Abu Huraira and Sayyid al-Bukhari and Muslim. Man qama Ramadan imanan wa kitaba. It's Qiyam Ramadan. Qiyam Ramadan refers to what? Salat al-Layl. It refers to what? Qiyam al-Layl. It refers to what? Tahajjud. So another name that it has is what? Al-Witr. Witr. Why? Because it usually ends with what? With one rak'ah. And he said, alayhi salatu wa salam, اِجْعَلُوا آخِرَ صَلَاتَكُمْ آخِرَ صَلَاتِكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وِتْرِ اِجْعَلُوا آخِرَ صَلَاتِكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ مَدَى Make the end of your salatul layl in the night. Make it end with what? Al-Witr. So the whole of it will be written. Either one, or three, or five, or 7, or 9, or 11. It must not exceed 30. We come back to it because Al-Imam Shawkani said. So you see, the whole salah, the whole of it is with it. So that's why, Salatul Layl, Qiyamul Layl, and Tahajjud, Qiyamul Ramadan. They are also referred to as what? Al-Witr. They are also referred to as Taraweeh. The meaning of Taraweeh, Akif meaning. Because in the early times, the companions, radiallahu anhum, when they make four rak'ahs, they read. When they make another four rak'ahs, they read. Making eight rak'ahs. Then they add the three rak'ahs to make them. So because you pray and rest, you pray and rest, you refer to it as what? As Taraweeh. So all these may refer to one thing. What do they refer to? Salatul Layl. The Salah we observe in the night. This Salah we observe in the night. When is it? It is any time after Salat al-Isha, up to the time of Fajr, when the Fajr appears. From any time after Isha, don't forget. From the time Isha has been observed up to the time of Fajr. I would have gone into a discussion here, but let's proceed. Salatul Layl, Qiyamul Layl, Qiyamul Ramadan, At-Tahajjud, starts from when? After Isha. So in the hadith of Abu Huraira, Abu Darda, and Abu Dharr, we read regarding Salatul Al-Duha. When he said, radiallahu anhu, that awsani khalili bifalatiku, la aja'uhunna hatta amut. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me a strong advice regarding three things. And the first thing they mention is that he makes salat. After that is that I'm utira qabla an anam, that I should make my witr before I sleep. That witr they make after Isha before they are sleep. Is it still not salat today? It is salat today. Is it not qiyamul layl? It is qiyamul layl. Is it not tahajjud? Why? Because it occurs between salat and Isha and when? And Fajr. Aisha radiallahu anha, and Imam Muslim mentions from Aisha radiallahu anha that the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Salatul Layl is bayna an yafruga min Salatul Isha. She said that the Prophet Salatul Layl is bayna an yafruga min Salatul Isha. Between the time that the Prophet finishes Salatul Isha sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ila al-fajr, up to the time. When is the time for Qiyamul Layl? Between Salatul Isha and the time that the Fajr appears. Don't be surprised. This one, everybody knows it now. Not everybody. Even the learned person may not know it. Last Ramadan. Two Ramadans ago. Not the very last one. Yes, Ramadan before the last one. In Makkah,
In the last 10 days, they pray some Tizi Taraweeh. Then at 1 a.m., they start starting rakat. What do they call those ones? Tahajjud or Qiyamulayl. I say, The one after Isha, what do they call it? Taraweeh. 20 rakat. The one in the midnight, that one starts at 1 a.m. What do they call it? Imma Tahajjud or what? Qiyamulayl. I don't observe 20 rakat. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not exceed 13, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He actually was making 11. So if you hear 13, if we have the time, we'll come to you. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not exceed 11. Aisha said so, radiallahu anha. Whether in Ramadan or when, or outside Ramadan. Come on, they are saying, until we're in Ramadan, we have the shot. We have strength to make it. Whether in Ramadan, or outside Ramadan, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not exceed 11. If you hear 13, there's a reason for it. So I do not observe the 20 rakat after Salat Isha. I only observe the 13 rakat. Sometimes I wait, they finish the prayer for two, then I join them for the last 11.
One of the brothers criticized.
Said, Abu Nab, the Salat, the early Muslims did not used to do that. Say what? He said it was better to perform the Salah with the rest of the people. Say better. That's one thing I give you, but I give you. Don't tell me why what I do is not allowed. I just wait till 1 a.m. and I make 11 rakats or 13 rakats and I go and sleep. Tell me why it's not allowed. He said the time for Taraweeh is after Isha. I say, After Isha is part of the time, the time for Salatul Taraweeh extends from after Isha to when? Fajr. So there were very eminent people in that time. So when they heard the two of us, they said, Ustaz, we want to hear this.
So I said, instead what I do to pray 13 rakat in the midnight without praying 20, he said it is wrong. Let me tell you why it's wrong.
You know, in the hukm illa lillah, amara Allah na'abuda illa iyyahu. The final judgment of Allah. And he has ordered us not to worship anyone except him. So he picked the hadith to read. He was reading it from his phone. That one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed Salah in Ramadan with the rest of the people immediately after Salah Isha. On another occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed Qiyam Ramadan with the people in the middle of the night. On another day, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed Qiyam Layl with the people in the last third of the night. He ended almost at the time of Sahur. When he stopped, I told the rest of the people, I said that is the evidence for my action. What he has said is evidence for me. Because sometimes the Prophet observes it immediately after Isha. Sometimes he observes it in the middle of the night. Sometimes he observes it when? Last third of the night. I said, what I do is observing it at the middle of the night. So he wanted to say, and people say, that's not in hadith. Okay. So we should all know this. When is the time for tahajjud? Between Isha and when? Fajr. What is the time for Qiyam al-Layl? Between Isha and Fajr. What is the time for Qiyam al-Ramadan? Between Isha and Fajr. Any time between this time. Just like Zuhur has a range of time. Asr has a range of time. Maghrib has a range of time. Isha has a range of time. Qiyam al-Layl also has what? A range of time. It's not just one time. Any time in between. And that hadith of Aisha, when she says, Radiallahu anha, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who makes Salatul Layl, ba'da an yafruga min Salatul Isha, after he ends Salatul Isha, ila al-Fajr, it will be at the al-Fajr. Every time, every Salah within this time is referred to as what? Salatul Layl. That is the time for Salatul. This Salatul is so important in Islam. But many of us, many of the young people, we have our trousers on the ground. Many of us. So we may be called Zibab. We don't observe Qiyamul. Many people don't observe Qiyam, especially in this day of internet. A brother who brought us until 1 year before his sleep, will he be able to thank at 2:30 for Qiyamul? You will not be able to thank. It is not very, very careful. He will stand up for Fajr after the time of Fajr. It is the sun that will wake him. The same thing, the woman who starts to pray. The husband has gone to sleep in his own chichi. She picked up his address. WhatsApp, Facebook. I'm reading news. I just want to see my update. She just wants to see her update. She will not sleep until 1:30 a.m. How can she stand up for prayer? Let us hear what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said about prayer. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه فد أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال استدى لفهة محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فد يعقب الشيطان على يعقب الشيطان على خافية رأس أحدكم إذا هو نائم ثلاث أوقات يعقد الشيطان ثلاث أوقات على خافية رأس أحدكم إذا هو نام. The Prophet said صلى الله عليه وسلم, the shaitan will tie ثلاث أوقات, three knots, على خافية رأس أحدكم, on his neck, where if you make masrara, you rub your head. That place where your hand stop when you rub your head at the mat is your kafi. Atari, I think. Is that atari? It's makor. At the back, just around the neck area. Shaitan comes. He ties three threads there.
Ulama says, say it against you.
Then Allah protects all of us. Ida, c'est son pardon. Avec la sorte de chaud, vous savez. Mais Allah protecte nous.
C'est son mixte against me. How does he make it? He ties three knots. You are attached to an impact. With rope, there is, in some way, there is, have rope. He ties it on our neck. Three of them.
The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
يضرب على كل عقدة. Shaitan will be saying, he got to see lay for Kanyu Awa. He placed on each of these knots.
What does he place on it? Alayka laylun. Tawilun. Farkun. Alayka. Laylun. Tawilun. Farkun.
You have a long night. So, sleep on each of the threads. The night is long. Masu. Shaitan has placed a pair of people on all of us in some riwayat, say men and women.
The Prophet said so, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Three of them. All of us. Salatu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before you make three. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنْ اسْتَيْقَظَ فَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى إِنْ حَلَّتْ عُقْدَتُهُ. When فَإِنْ اسْتَيْقَظَ, if the person wakes up for Zakarullah to warranty Allah, what is he supposed to say?
Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana.
One of those knots will break up. It remains how many? The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he makes wudu, in halat uqdatun, another of the three or the two remaining knots, wududu adwala, another one becomes untied. Remaining how many? He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنْ صَلَّ إِنْ حَلَّتْ عُقَادُهُ كُلُّهَا. When he now observes salah in the night, all the three knots in halak, all of them will untie. فَأَصْبَحَ نَشِيطًا. The best thing will wake up, nasheed, strong, active. طَيِّبَ النَّفْسِ. He will be feeling energetic in his mind. He wakes up nasheed, طَيِّبَ النَّفْسِ. He starts up active and energetic in his mind. In another way of the hadith, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَدْ أَصَابَ خَيْرًا. He would have attained goodness. He would have achieved good things. He makes adhkar, he makes wudu, he makes salatul layl. He would have attained a lot of goodness. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, وَإِلَّا if not for that, أَصْبَحَ خَبِيثًا نَفْسِي كَفْلًا. He is going to wake up خَبِيثَ النَّفْسِ. His mind is fully with problems and troubles, so he is not gaining himself. كَفْلًا. He will be late. How many times have people woken up and said, you can increase? You stretch them. You strengthen his neck. He does not know it. What does he have on his neck? Oh God, shame. May Allah protect us. If we want to remove this fear of shaitan upon ourselves, what do we need to do? Salatul layl. We need to observe salat. So brother, salat. You know, on the internet, one brother, Abu Hasim al-Salat, a very low salat. So, what is Qiyam? You perform Qiyam al-Layl. Because that is the wazifa of Salihin. Ishaa ul-Jaw by Allah. That is Shughl al-Shaghi. Salihun, their major job is Qiyam al-Layl. Salihun. Their major job. Let us quickly read what the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Umama al-Bahili, radiallahu anhu. He said, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alaykum bi qiyam al-layl. Alaykum bi qiyam al-layl. Stick to observing qiyam al-layl. Observe qiyam al-layl. Fa innahu da'afu salihin qablakum. Because he said, that is the duty of the pious people in the Ummah that came before him. The pious people, what is their duty? Qiyamul Layl. Wa qurbatun ila rabbikum. Qiyamul Layl brings you nearer to Allah. Qurbatun ila. When you observe Qiyamul Layl, your mind is usually connected to Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa makfaratun li sayyat. Qiyamul Layl to kafiru anna sayyat. It will take away our sins. It will atone for them. It will keep sins away from us. وَمَنْحَاتٌ عَنِ الْإِثْمِ. Not just that, manhat. It will prevent us from gaining the sins. If someone is used to performing qiyam al-layl, you'll be finding it hard to do it. Because you know that you should be meeting with Allah again privately. Many brothers who memorize Quran, they don't perform qiyam al-layl. This hadith of Abu Umama that we read, it occurs in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, it also occurs in Sahih ibn Khuzaymah. The fourth hadith that we read on Qiyam al-Layl, hadith that occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari al-Muslim, al-Imam ibn Khuzaymah also mentioned it in his Sahih. The fourth hadith of Abu Huraira, about those three notes, Bukhari and Muslim. This second hadith, the hadith of Abu Umama al-Bahili, it occurs in Sunan al-Tirmidhi of Sahih ibn Khuzaymah. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man hafiz al-Qur'an, whoever memorizes the Qur'an, wa la yakumu bihi al-layl, and he will not use that Qur'an to perform qiyam al-layl, nasiyam, yuta bihi, forget it. I didn't say so. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said so. This hadith occurs in Musnad Imam Ahmad, Sheikh al-Albani, in Silsilat al-Ahadith al-Sahihah, he mentions this hadith authentically.
Man hafiz al-Qur'an,
Whoever memorizes the Quran, wala yaqumu bihi layl. He will not use Quran, stand up, qiyamu layl, be reading Quran. Nasiya. He will forget that Quran that he has memorized. May Allah protect all of us. In another hadith, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Fil jannati ghurfatun." There's a room inside al-Jannah. Yura zahiruha min batiniha. The outside of the home is seen from inside. Wa batinuha min zahiriha. And you can see the inside of that house from outside. Yura zahiruha min batiniha. Wa batinuha min zahiriha. You see the inside of it from the outside. You see the outside of it from where? From the inside of the house. فَقَالَ أَبُو مَالِكٍ الْأَشْعَرِ. The companion who heard the Prophet said this, now asks, لِمَنْ هِيَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. This ghurfa, this room, who is it for? Who are those people that room? Or those kinds of brands of room? Who are they for? قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. لِمَنْ أَطَابَ الْكَلَامِ فَنِتِيمَا صَرَدَا دَعْلَنُ. For those people who speak good, or when they talk to people, they say good. And that's what Allah told us, the Prophet told us, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ. When you talk to people, say what is good. That house will be for you. May Allah count it for all of us. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَعَطْعَمَا طَعَامَ. This person who talks well, who speaks well to people, وَعَطْعَمَا طَعَامَ. He provides people food. Gives people food. Brother, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Can you please come to my house on Thursday? I'm not saying that, I'm giving an example. I hope that I'll be able to be doing that very soon. And regularly, inshallah. If Amu Ta'am is from the major sunnah of Islam, King Akbidin, King Queen, whether I want to tell you, Muslims obey him, Yoruba Muslims hate him. You know why? If you do it today, if you call him tomorrow, he will not know. One man by Riziki, you bad. I didn't give you the word here. Yoruba. Summa kabaru. Nas'alillah salamat wa lafiya. It's supposed to make us inside. Because the bad thing about us, Yoruba, we are fetish about everything. Meanwhile, you can have an attack. Let it be now. You have to say, no, no. He is providing the food for an evil reason. No, that. Among them, Yoruba. It is very, very common in the north. Very common. Malam Ahmed Chanchangi, may Allah forgive me. The owner of former Chanchangi Airlines. If you go to his house, every day, he does not ever eat alone. The minimum number of people he eats is 40. He has a big place that he eats food every day. Every day. He does not eat a morning, afternoon, night, morning, afternoon, night, morning, afternoon, night. If he's not around, he eats food for people to eat. May Allah reward him with all those things. See now, he has gone now. Few days ago, or few weeks ago, less than 2 weeks ago, I passed in front of his house. Oh, that Paro, Paro. In that house, there are four big buildings. Each of the buildings for each of his wives. Oh, that Paro. Paro, you know what Yoruba calls Paro, Paro? Graveyard fence. But when he was alive, to see people hanging around, you know what they are waiting for? Food. That room that we are talking about inside Al-Jannah, may Allah give this man. We know many good things that he did to people. And Allah made him make a U-turn, 360. May Allah forgive him all his sins. Ahmad Chanchan. I know him very well. Alam Ahmad Chanchan. Many students are there going attending school, they are not paying school fees. We have one of the biggest schools in the whole of Kaduna. Their students are over 25,000. Secondary school. Big, I say, yes. Now some people were thinking that they should turn into a college of education. And these are the things. Before they can think of turning a school to a secondary school to a college of education, you know that it's big. Many of the students don't pay school fees. And we have families. Every day, there are some families that it is meat, they return to them. Some it is rice per month, some 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I am aware of many of these things that he was doing. Means he was a poor. So when you now he's dead. Amado's deeds are not dead. There are people in Kaduna far richer than him. They did not do a tenth of that. May Allah forgive the man. I was in Kaduna when he died and passed away. My own family died on Sunday. He died on Wednesday. May Allah forgive the two of them. So Malam Chanchagi is to feed you. There are others. Perhaps we don't know. But even the average Hausa man likes to feed people. Malam Chanchagi, let's eat. Let's go. Too old, for no anything, everybody. Yoruba, Adaje, Odite. We need to purify all these things away from our people. We are the ones to tell them that it's bad. That house in Al-Jannah, how will a Yoruba man get it? Because that house is for some people. Their first job is that Afaf al-Kalam or Ren Muhammad Dad is saying what he is. The second one is that what after Amazon, he feeds people, he provides food for the people. And the third job of these people is that Wabata Ko Iman Wanna Sunia. He stands up making Kiyamule. Wanna Sunia. While the people are sleeping, people are sleeping. He's making Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Three jobs. Number one, good speech to people. Number two, providing food to people. Number three, making clear. Don't say, as a student, one boy in the night, that's why I need a boy. When you take your meal, you can invite a friend. Brother, can we eat together? Brother, sister, can we eat this food together? Provide, extend it. The food of one person is sufficient for the food of two is sufficient for four if we are not careful. It will be. What kind of progression is that? So you see the essence of Qiyamulay, three things. When you talk well to people, you provide food for people, and you make Qiyamulay. You will get a special room inside Al-Jannah. When you are inside your room in Al-Jannah, you will see what is going on outside. When you go outside, you will see what is happening inside the room. May Allah provide this house for all of us. Make it easy for us to do these good deeds. There are a lot of ahadith about the problem, the virtue of Qiyamulay. In the books of hadith, all those ahadith I was reading them from At-Targhib wa Tarhib by Imam Abdul Azim ibn Abdul Qawim al-Mundhir rahimahullah. So we can try to get books to read about the virtues of Qiyamulay. And I think our time is far spent. Because the next issue should have gone it down is the next statement of Al-Imam Shawkani rahimahullah wa aksaruha salasa asharata rakata. The maximum of Qiyamulayl is 13 rakata. That's what he said. Wa aksaruha. Some say, check out, why don't you Shawkani now? So, wa aksaruha salasa asharata rakata. The maximum number of units you can pray for Qiyamulayl is how many rak'at? 13 rak'at. Maximum. 13 rak'at.
But this statement is mubham. General. It can be treated specifically. This general statement that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Kafir of Ad, Abdullah ibn Abbas reported it like that. Al Imam Ibn Khuzaymah reported it like that. That the Prophet made Kafir rak'at like that. It's according to Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah. Al Imam Ibn Khuzaymah, when he mentioned this hadith, he said some people who don't have good knowledge will think that this hadith 13, it was so lala. What the Prophet was performing was 11 with rak'atayni khafifatayni qablaha. He will make two big rulings of prayer before 11. Kuto makala, you go for kimizi, yara yara na, kuto abosuri makala. That one occurs in the hadith of Khalid ibn Zayd, in the hadith of Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhani, radiyallahu anhu. That hadith of Zayd ibn Khalid is also occurred in Sahih Muslim. But I like to read from Shama'il al-Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith of Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhani radiyallahu anhu. It says Tafiraka, just like Shokani said. But Tafiraka, he explains Tafiraka. That's how well I hear. Zayd ibn Khalid radiyallahu anhu said, annahu qala. They said, I said to myself, la'amu qanna salata al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will observe the prayer of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This lalewni. This night, I will go and watch and observe how the Prophet will perform his late night prayers. Alayhi salatu wa salam. He said, فَتَوَسَّدْتُ أَتَابَتَهُ تَوَسَّدْتُ مُبَالَدُ. So I went to stay near his ataba. You know what ataba means? Era o jek. Ilepu era o jek. What do you call that in English? A smaller door you have in your house made of wood. That door now? In English, what do you call it? There's a small wooden door in your house. You made it so that smaller animals will not be entering the house. He went and stayed there to be watching the salah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, "Fasalla Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rak'atayni khafifatayn." So the Prophet prayed two quick units of prayer. Count it. How many is that? Two. He made two quick units of prayer sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Summa salla rak'atayn. Then he prayed two units of prayers. Tawilatayn, tawilatayn, tawilatayn. They were long, long, long. The two units of prayer were what? Long, long, long. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Imam Tirmidhi in Ash-Shama'il, he mentioned it too. Once why Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, and Ibn Khuzaymah rahimahullah, Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu made qiyam al-layl to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, fahamadtu sharran. He will start, I started thinking, he won't, he fad every layl by his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Mas'ud. Because sometimes, as it also reported in Ash-Shama'il, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will observe his qiyam al-layl. In one rak'ah, he will recite Surah Al-Baqarah, Ala Imran, Surah Al-Nisa, and Surah Al-Ma'idah or An'am. Waraka. So when she said, radiallahu anha, Abu Huraira also said that, when he performed Salah, his left will be swollen. You see now why his left will be swollen? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Khalid ibn Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhani said to us, that those rak'atayn were what? Tawilatayn, tawilatayn, tawilatayn. One boom, boom, boom. That's what he said. One boom, boom, boom. They are long units of prayers. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the first two. Summa salla rak'atayn. Then he prays 2 units of prayer. Wahuma duna latini kabla huma. And this second group of two, they were lesser in their length than the first two. How many twos has he made now?
3.
The first one, 2 quick ones, bapapa. The second one, long. The third one, long, but not as long as the second. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He said, summa salla rakatay. Then he prayed 2 units again. Wahuma duna latayni kabla huma. He made another 2. And they are lesser in the one that preceded them, they are led to. Summa salla rakatay. Wahuma duna latayni kabla huma. Then he prayed another 2 again. Lesser. Meaning that when we make yamun le, we must be reducing the length as we go on. That's why don't be surprised that he read Surah Al-A'la, Surah Al-Ikhlas, and Surah Falak An-Nas, or Ikhlas Falak An-Nas. Ikhlas Falak An-Nas is Sahih. It's according to Sahih al-Hibban. Sheikh Samir al-Zuhairi mentioned that it is Zaif in Bulugh al-Faraq. That statement is Zaif. Hafizahullah. What is correct is that to recite Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, Al-Falak and An-Nas is the last rak'ah of Salat al-Witr is Sahih. Because Sahih al-Hibban, Mustadrak Hakim, Sheikh al-Albani mentioned it authentic in Sifat Salat al-Nabi, and that is correct. Inshallah. So don't be surprised that he will make the Bismar of Dik al-A'la, Surah al-A'la in both rak'ah of the last 3 of the Dik, and then Kafirun, and then Falak al-Nas. He was reducing it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثم صلى ركعتين وهما دون اللتين قبلهما. Then he performed 2 units of prayer, they were lesser than the first one. ثم أوتر. Then he performed 1 unit of odd rak'ah. فذلك 13 ركعات. Those are how many rak'ahs? 13 rak'ahs. How did he start it? With 2 rak'atain of the first. If you count the rest, you see that there are how many? They are 11. He made 11, but the first 2 made them to be what? 13. He made 11, but the first 2 quick units made them to become how many? Made them to become 13. In Sahih Muslim, Aisha radiallahu anha counted her own 13 too. But she said that they are 13 when you add Rakat al-Fajr. That is the hadith of Aisha. It also occurs in Sahih Muslim. Hadith of Aisha said they will be 13 if you can't look at Al-Fajr. Hadith of Bayt al-Qadir al-Juhani said they will be 13 if you can't work before 2 rak'ah to perform before Qiyamulay. Meaning that Qiyamulay itself is how many? 11. That was what she said, that he does not exceed 11 whether in Ramadan or what outside Ramadan.
So, but what Al-Imam al-Shawkani has said here, rahimahullah, is that he performs 13. In line with Hadith of Aisha, that the thing we include how many? The 2 rak'ahs of what? Rak'ahs al-Fajr. In the hadith of Zayd ibn Khadij al-Juhani, Shama'il, and also in Sahih Muslim, those that thing we include how many? The first 2 units of rak'ahs before 11 that he performs.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Okay. That's a big issue among scholars. I would like to summarize it so that we don't have to come back to this issue in the next class. We should proceed. In the next class, we should be discussing Tahiyyat al-Masjid together with Salat al-Istikhara, inshallah. That issue is, after the Prophet Muhammad, the point here is, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never made more than 11. Aisha radiallahu anha said, sallallahu alayhi wa radiallahu anha, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِيَزِيدَ فِي رَمَضَانِ وَلَا فِي غَيْرِهِ عَلَىٰ 11 رَكْعَةً. He will not never increase more than 11.
Whether in Ramadan or what? Or outside Ramadan.
11.
If you add the 4 rak'ahs, how many will you get? 13. Or you add rak'ahs at the Fajr, how many will you get? 13. Otherwise, 11 will not increase the Lord.
Ulama says, where then does the 20 we pray come from?
It's a big issue.
The 20 we come from. Where does it come from? They said that Imam Malik reported in his Muwatta, that Umar radiallahu anhu appointed Tamim and Ubay ibn Ka'b to recite 20 rak'ah, to lead Qiyam al-Layl in Ramadan and perform 20 rak'ah.
This hadith
is not authentic. This report is not authentic. People ascribe it to Imam Malik in his Muwatta and it is actually there. And Imam al-Bayhaqi also reported it. Ibn al-Shayba also reported it. But it's not sound. It's not authentic that Umar radiallahu anhu observed 20. What is rather authentic also in Muwatta and in other books of hadith is that the Prophet, like Musannaf ibn al-Shayba and others, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed 11. Omar also told the people to observe 11. How many rak'ahs did Omar tell the people to observe? 11. Omar did not on authentic report. He did not order the people to observe more than 11. So the best thing for us to do, let's say that.
When I say the best thing for us to do, leaving out all the arguments around it, don't exceed 11. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not exceed 11. Umar radiallahu anhu did not exceed 11. The companions, there is no authentic hadith that any companion exceeded 11. He said this again.
There is no authentically reported hadith that any companion performed Qiyam al-Layl, whether in Ramadan or after Ramadan, and exceeded 11 or 13. Did I like it? 11 or 13, then I like it. When they start in that, this is an explanation. Imam first 2 rakats before, or the 2 rakats of the rakats I finish. Otherwise, 11 was what they do. So when you make your Qiyam al-Layl,
how many rakats should you make?
You have 11 rakats. But you can also make 9 rakats in all. You can also make how many rakats? 7 rakats. You can also make 5 rak'ahs. You can also make 3 rak'ahs. You can make 1 rak'ah. Salat today. So you can make 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11. Don't let it exceed 13 under any guise. That is the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad. That is also the sunnah of the companions. Don't exceed those limits. That is why Al Imam Shawkani rahimahullah, he said to us that wa salatul layl, we should also from the tatawu'at observe salatul layl. Wa aqsaruha salat 10 rak'at. And the maximum that we can observe of salatul layl is how many? 13 rak'at. Wa yutiru fi akhiriha, at the end of the 13, we make with it which what? Which one? Make one rak'ah to be the last one. That will make it become the witr itself, the all itself. So you can make 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 1. You can make 4, 4, 3. You can make 2, 2, how many is that? 5. You can make 2, 2, 5. The Prophet did that, alayhi salat. I think it's Sahih Sahih. You can make 2, 2, 5. You can make 4, 5. 4 straight, 5 straight. You can make 9 straight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You sit down. You make tashahud. Tahiyya, tashahud, salatu ala nabi, and all that. You stand up again. You make one and then you make the three. How many is that? 9 straight. So you can make all of them, but don't exceed that. All of these have been reported from the different ways that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing salatul layl. What applies in Ramadan also applies where? Outside Ramadan. Except that outside Ramadan, it is not encouraged to observe it in jama'ah in masajid. Exactly, so you know. There are some Muslim groups, not in Shijot, they use it as a means of worship.
There are Muslim groups in Lagos and places. Because people come and come on Kiyamule, Kiyamule, I just keep laughing. Put their second, look at them, see Kiyamule, go to know what I'm. If you want it to be, if you want to get used to it, start it from the night after Isha. Like Abu Huraira, like Abu Zari, like Abu Darda. Make your 3 years after Isha, racking to your dead, yes, not a better. That way, go and sleep. If you know that you are not strong, that was the only alternative that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to people who may sleep and may not wake up. So if you are like that, why disturbing yourself? After Isha, make 3 rakats and go and sleep. If you want to make 11 rakats after Isha, it's allowed. If you want to make 9, it's allowed. You want to make 7, now. You want to make 5, now. You want to make 3. You want to make 1 after Isha, now. Alone. Outside Ramadan. But in Ramadan, we are all encouraged to come out and observe it together. I think this one is usually discussed in the matters of Ramadan. So what Imam Shawkani said here is, wa salatul layl. From the tatawu'at is what? Salatul layl. Wa aktaruha salata ashra tarakat. And the maximum unit we can pray. How many rak'at? 13 rak'at. We'll stop here, inshallah. We'll continue in our next class with tahiyyatul masjid and salatul istikhara. Inshallah. I think we can take a few questions. Alhamdulillah. Can we observe Salatul Layl in congregation while not in Ramadan? We have answered it. Outside Ramadan, no. Ulama count it as from innovation. Bidia, Adadale. The messenger did not do so. In his masjid, Ya Yuhanna, Ta'alo. All people come out, come and observe Qiyamul Layl Ramadan. And the deen, Islam, was completed before the Prophet died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can someone observe Salatul Duha while traveling? Yes, we mentioned it too. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to observe Salatul Duha while traveling. He will observe 4 rak'at or 8 rak'at. We mentioned it when we discussed Salatul Duha. Now. Asking that why is it that in the last rak'ah of Qiyamul Layl we recite Ikhlas, Falak, and Nas, but in the last rak'ah before that we recite Kafirun? The issue is that it does not have to be like that every day. It does not have to be like that every day. That's one. Secondly, the messenger did that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maybe that is the first answer. The first answer is Banan is saying. Does this suffice as an answer? Don't worry yourself. Just do it like that. Just follow the Prophet. Can I perform tahajjud or qiyamul layl after fajr when we are not, when we have not prayed salatul sunni? That is the first. If you have time, you can do it. Especially if you are used to doing it. Something happened, you got delayed. But at that time, you are free. The imam had not come or something was happening and you have time to quickly do 3 rakats. You can do it. Salam. You mentioned the 4 rakats nafila after Isha. Did you mention 4 rakats nafila after Isha or 2 rakats? After Isha is 2 rakats. The 4 rak'at in the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud and Aisha, now, that are equivalent to the words of Umrah. The person observing, that are equivalent to the rewards of Laylatul Qadr. Can we still make 11 rak'at after that? Yes. That four rakat is connected to Salatul Isha. Just like the two rakat immediately after Isha. It is connected to Isha from the Rawatib of Isha. It is not connected to Salatul Layl. I hope that it is clear. Now, yes, it's authentic. We mentioned it in one of the classes. We were using extensive even. It's authentic. That the messenger is observed four rakat after Isha, and he said that it is equivalent to the rewards of the Laylatul Qadr. It occurs in the Sunnah ibn Abi Shayba from the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha and Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. This man is authentic. Sheikh al-Albani mentioned it authentic in Silsilatul Ahadith al-Da'if. We clarified it today. Did we go back to check?
We checked. You saw it.
One of the brothers said he checked that site. كيف نجمع بين حديث عائشة رضي الله عنها بتحديد 11 ركعة وحديث عبد الله بن عمر لما سأل رجل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو على المنبر فما ترى في صلاة الليل؟ لا، الرجل سأل عن كيفية صلاة الليل. الرجل الذي جاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وسأله عن صلاة الليل في حضور عبد الله بن عمر، بل في بعض الروايات ذكر ابن عمر أنه كان بينهما. ابن عمر كان بين النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم والرجل السابق. قال سأله الرجل وكنت بينهما. عبد الله بن عمر. قال سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا الرجل وكنت بينهما. فسأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كيف صلاة الليل؟ عن كيفية الصلاة ليس عن عدد صلاة الليل. فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام صلاة الليل مثنى فإذا خشي أحدكم الفجر صلى واحدة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. فقال الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام أن صلاة الليل تصلى مثنى يعني ركعتين كما فسرها عبد الله بن عمر الراوي. سئل ما معنى مثنى فقال ركعتين. فإذا إنسان يصلي في الليل ندب أن يصلي مثنى يعني ركعتين. نعم هذا لا يدل على عدم الجواب. The first thing said, how do we reconcile between the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha that the Prophet never exceeded 11 rakats? And the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, this is muttafaqun alayh. Bukhari Muslim reported it, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about how to observe Qiyamul Layl. And he said, masna, two. So how do we explain? Because some of the scholars say, masna, two. That is, some jimeji long. Just be observing two, and go. So he went back to the answer of the hadith. Then Abdullah ibn Umar said, the man asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while I was between him and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was between him and the man asking the question and the Prophet. The man asked the Prophet while I was at the middle of the two of them. He asked, Kaifa, how? He did not ask about Adab. How? كان النبي يصلي أو كم يصلي؟ Did he ask about how many should we observe? What did he ask about? How should we observe? So the Prophet said, مثنى. In the riwayah of Al-Imam al-Bukhari, they asked Abdullah ibn Umar, what is the meaning of مثنى? He said, ركعتين. He two rakat. That is what you should observe. Some say it means three say tutu raka without end. Ulama say no. It does not mean that. What it means is how to perform it. Two. We explain it. We can make two raka, like in the hadith of who? They is no khadi del juh. The Prophet said two, and he ended with how many? One. So it is telling us one of the ways of making qiyamul layl. It is not talking about the number of rak'ahs to make qiyamul layl. One of the things that will make us understand is that the action of the Prophet himself, he himself did not exceed 11. He was making it 2-2-2-2. Sometimes we make 4-4-3. Sometimes we make, it means, yes, 2-2-2 is good. But other ways too is, they are also allowed and they are good too because the messenger did them all. But masna does not mean that 2-2-2-2 endlessly. The wrong interpretation of that hadith. The man was asking about how. He was not asking about how many the number. He was asking about the sifa. He was not asking about what the adat of qiyamul layl. So the maximum to observe is 11. If you have something to do, maybe 2 weeks before or 2 after, as in Rak'at al-Fajr, you count 13. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never exceeded that. Alayhi salatu wa sallam. Alayhi salam. Alayhi salam. Is it authentic that observing tahajjud in the last part of the night is the most correct thing to do? Is it authentic? Is it authentically reported that observing tahajjud in the last part of the night is the most authentic? People say it. Because the hadith where the messenger told us that Allah comes to the nearest heaven in the last third of the night. It is only telling us the virtue of that last third of the night. It is telling us the problem, the benefits of observing salah or dua or tilawa in the last third of the night. It does not mean that the last third of the night is better. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was clear cut when he said, Afdal salah to Dawud. The best of salah is salah of Dawud from the Nawafil. What does he say Dawud do? Yanamu nisfal layl. He sleeps first half of the night. And he will stand up in the last third of the night. Ulala you, I'm coming there. And then in the last sixth of the night, he will sleep. That's hadith. Al-Imam ibn Khuzaymah reported it. Dawud alayhi salam is also in Bukhari and Muslim. But I like Ibn Khuzaymah a lot. Dawud alayhi salatu wa salam will observe, he will sleep in the first half of the night. He will make Yam lay in the last third. He will sleep in the last sixth. So how do we calculate? From the time of Isha, don't forget, Yam lay starts from the time of Isha, after your Isha. Isha now for our time comes around when? 8:20, more than 8. We have, it's more than 8 o'clock, around 8:20. Eh? 8 o'clock. Now, 8 what? 8 on the dawn. So add 15 to 20 or 30 minutes for the Isha itself. Because the Qiyamul Layl will start from after our Isha. So let's say from 8:30. So, when does Salat al-Fajr come? When the Adhan for Fajr will be pronounced? 5:23. Huh? 5:23. Let's say 5:30. So between 8:30 and 5:30 is the time that we have for Salat al-Fajr. In this time, in this city where we are. If you are listening to me, you are in one city where your own time is 2 hours. This calculation will not fit you. 3 days ago, a brother was calling me from Finland. He said, we are hearing everything you are saying. The next class should be on Salatu Day. Your last class was on Salat al-Duha. You said the first Sunday in Muharram. So I hope that this next class will be sitting on Sunday. I said, yes. Let me think. He said, let me ask my question before the next class. So people like this, especially in the Scandinavian, like the Finland, their own hours of night, Isha and Fajr will be very small because they are around the poles. So we have to be clarifying something so that everybody does not take everything and think that it applies to everybody. So from 8:30 to 5:30. Is it? No. We counted 5:30. 5:30 will be after Fajr. We should count 5:20. Let's say 5:30. How many hours we have? 9 hours.
Why did you end?
9 hours. The Messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Dawood alayhi salam will sleep for the fourth third of the night. Literally, fourth half. 4.5 hours from 8:30. How many hours? It's when?
No, it can't be
1:00. That was when Dawood will wake up if he were to live amongst us here. He will sleep in the first half of the night. So he wakes 1:00. The time that some of our brothers who were browsing all the night want to go and sleep. That is the time that Dawood will stand up for Ibadah. That's Allah, Salam, Salam. Then he will observe this Salah. He will observe, he will start observing this Salah. In Sulus delay, the third of the night. And then he will go back to sleep in the sixth of the night. Let's start from this last one. The sixth of the night will be how many hours? About 1.5 hours. Count sixth of the night. 1/6 of 9 will be how many? 3/2. Cool? So count from 5:30, count 1.5 hours behind. 4. That is 4:00 that Dawood will sleep. At 4:00 he will sleep. He woke up at when? At 1. So between, and he observed the Salah in Nisful from Sulus to Lay. He wakes up Nisful Lay. He slept Nisful Lay. He woke up at 1. He observed the Salah at Sulus to Lay. A third of the night from 5:30. How many hours? That's 3 hours. From 5:30. Now? No, wait. Count from 5:30, count 3 hours behind. That's too late. 2:30. So the Salah will be between 2:30. Between 1 and 2:30. Between 1 and 2:30. That is the time for Salah of Dawood. And the Messenger said that that is the best Salah. I did not call Bukhari. But when he said that in Sulus Sulay, Allah defends, Allah, he's telling us that he has a lot of virtue. Even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith reported it by Aisha here in Shama'il al-Nabi. She mentioned that sometimes the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after his qiyam al-layl, he will sleep. He will take a nap before the adhan for Fajr. So it does not necessarily have to be into Fajr, even though that is also allowed. Don't forget, we are talking about the best thing to do. All of them is allowed. If you like, immediately after Isha. If you like, shortly before Fajr. Don't forget, we are only discussing best and good and better. Lahwa. We can go back and calculate it based on that hadith of Dawood. Lahwa. This will be the last question for today, Isha.
It's a very good question.
The night starts after Rosh. Where are we saying Salah today and we are counting it from after Isha? That is the time that the Prophet earmarked for you. Night now starts from Guru Nisham. from the time of Moses. But the time he mentioned consolatum lay is from after Isha. This question is connected to another issue. During rain, if we make them at the time of Maghrib, we make Maghrib and Isha, can somebody perform his meeting immediately after that Isha? One of our teachers, Sheikh Mashur Hassan Ali Salai, say yes. He said, because that is the time from after your Isha. You have performed Isha, so you can make Qiyam late. It is not connected to the time. The Salat Qiyam late, Salat late is connected to what? Salat Isha. Once you finish Salat Isha, you can start Qiyam late. You can start Salat late. You can start Tahajjud. You can start Tarawih. So likewise in Ramadan, if we make Jamu and we are still in the mountain, it's still ready, we can't go away, we want to make it, we can perform it immediately. We can start our Qiyam Ramadan immediately. Allahu Akbar. Stop here. Subhanakallah. Shadwa la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.